Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Search efforts as the region braces for more rain. And Texans Helping Texans will introduce you to residents who traveled to the Texas Hill Country to help search for the missing. We start today with the heartbreaking news out of Texas. At least 81 people as of now across six counties are dead after catastrophic flooding struck central Texas Friday, causing a surge of up to 26 feet on the Guadalupe River. In Kerr County alone, 28 children died, with 10 campers and one counselor still missing from Camp Mystic. President Trump signed a major disaster declaration there as first responders continue rescue and recovery efforts.
Families yearn for answers more than 60 hours after catastrophic flooding devastated this area Friday. Officials say 68 people are dead in Kerr County alone, among them 28 children. Some young girls at Camp Mystic washed away.
It was nothing short of horrific to see what those young children went through.
10 girls and a counselor are still missing.
Golly, I don't know what your reaction was, but I was watching this over the weekend. It was, you first hear there's bad rains, right? Really, really bad rains. Then you hear there's bad flooding, and then you start to see some of the videos pop up, and some of the attendant news reporting about the number of people that have been killed, and it was 20, and it was 40, and it was 50, and we're now approaching 100, and I would be very surprised if that number doesn't go beyond that. Even they've had like 800 or 900 rescues, and it's just it's hard to fathom. I mean, it's hard to grasp. And of course, I don't know what you've seen, but I've seen videos of whole houses floating downstream. I've seen, you know, one particular video of a bridge that's just dry, that's like, I don't know, 15 or 20 feet up in the air, and then you can watch the wall of water coming towards it. And all of these people standing at the kind of, you know, wanting to get a good sight, wanting to get a good picture. And I understand. I mean, I'm watching the video of them taking the video. I understand. I want to see it. And you see as the water gets closer, and I'm thinking to myself, I would not stand right there. And then they back up, and then they back up, and they back up, and the troopers are there backing, you know, everybody's backing up. And, like, I wouldn't be anywhere close to that. 26 feet. 26 feet in 45 minutes. 26 feet. I mean, we talk about, like, just to put this a little in perspective for, you know, Pensacola, when we have a major storm surge, what's major? Like 6 feet? I mean, 6 feet will wipe things out, right? 26 feet. What's the typical stilts house? 14 feet? You know, house on the beach, 14 feet up, something like that. Isn't that probably about right? 12, 14, I think. You're talking about a rise in water level going to the top of the first floor of a house on stilts. Unless my numbers are really wrong, I think that's probably about right. So water rising to the point that it covers the house if it's a one-story stilt house. In 45 minutes. That's, your brain can't make sense of it. And you think, well, how could that happen? Well, because, John, you and I were talking about this earlier. You're from Texas, and right. Texas just doesn't handle water very well. It's a very non-porous kind of soil. It's packed and baked and not clay, but it's hard. It's like, it might as well be asphalt or concrete.
Right. Just like here, ours absorbs the water. Out there, it doesn't. Like, I used to work at Six Flags and back in the day, and they would flood out rides just because the water has nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not built for that.
Yeah, I remember it. So I never lived in Texas, but I lived in Phoenix. And in Phoenix, you see these big, almost Los Angeles-like aqueducts, you know, running through town.
I saw those while I was there.
And what you think is, it's a desert. Why do you? Well, because it's the desert. Because it's not designed to handle, I mean, a 3-inch rain. And you close stuff down because, you know, you can't drive on the interstate. Like, it's, I mean, it's really bad because it's not built to handle it. And you got to have something. And so here you're talking about a river, and, you know, this river is, and I don't know anything from living there. I'm just watching the reporting and seeing the videos and reading about it. And, you know, you've got some places reported, I think, as high as 20 inches of rain, but generally it wasn't that high. It was, you know, 6 to 12, 14 inches, something like that. We've experienced rain like that here. And you saw what comparable water would do in volume moving, like on Summit, right? And that's nowhere close to the volume of water we're talking about here, because if you have all of this water spread out over this massive land area, but it all falls suddenly, and then it all moves downhill suddenly, and then it all collects suddenly in the Guadalupe River, because it's all trying to go away, it becomes a tidal wave. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's not surprising that cars and mobile homes and, unfortunately, you know, camp cabins go floating downriver and people die because, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's awake. They got their alerts. We'll talk about this more in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Let's see here. Highway 90, 98, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texted in. This is good for reference. They said the height of a telephone pole is about 25 feet.
Wow. Think about that, man.
To grab some perspective on how big that volume shift is. Your brain can't make sense of it. And, of course, as somebody else says, then water moving has force, a tremendous force. I actually, you know, we were in South Carolina for the last week visiting my son, and we went to a waterfall. And one of the things it's a really neat waterfall where you can a wide, flat waterfall, like water flowing over the edge of a flat surface is kind of what it looks like. And there's a part up above where you can go kind of sit down in the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not when you're standing walking through the rocks. All the water has to work on is your ankles. It's not that big of a deal. When you sit down in it, it's got your whole body to push against. And you better be wedged in real good, or it'll just carry you right over the edge, because that's what rushing water does. And if, you know, if you want to get safe, you just stand up. But that's a teeny tiny amount of water by comparison. You know, that's why they give you these warnings, you know, don't drive through moving water, because it will carry you away. It does not take very much. A couple of inches can do it for a car. I mean, and here you have 26 feet. I mean, not as a wave, but that level of rise is. And all along this river, it's known as a flood area, okay? And there's these campsites, and there's these, you know, long-standing retreats. And it's the 4th of July. It's summer. It's kids are at camp. And, you know, the other part of this is we get flood warnings all the time. Right? I mean, you know, it's very common. Your area is under a flood watch. Even your area is under a flood warning. And I was, again, I feel like today is a lot of things I didn't know I'm learning. I had never heard of a flood emergency. John, you've been doing this as long as I have. Have you ever heard of a flood emergency?
I saw it on our EAS system, but I've never heard one actually go over the air.
Okay. So they issued that at like 4:50 a.m., I think was the name. It was the time that came out. And I thought, I've never heard that. And I wouldn't know what to make of it if I did. Because I know what a warning is. I know what a watch is. I know what a watch. I know what a warning. Okay. You know, and then, a flood emergency. Okay. What do I do?
Right.
Well, you get out. But who knows? Is there an education around this? You know, they had the National Weather Service in the area had 5 people on staff as opposed to 2. They were thinking ahead about the concern about all this. You know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and, you know, you're a camp counselor and you've got these girls are in your care and you don't know. Even if you know, you don't know. Even if you had a National Weather Service radio, even if you had, you wouldn't grasp what was happening, what was coming. You would just, it would hit you. And just a horrible thing to imagine. Horrible to imagine these parents, these families, these communities. You know, I there's no words. You know, the president declared an emergency. He's going to go visit later this week. You've got these people riding around on horse and kayak and trying to go look for, the Coast Guard is flying overhead with infrared looking for less signs of life. I mean, you know, there are still going to be people rescued. We're right at the kind of the edge of where that becomes likely at this point or possible, but I can't even. And you can't. I don't have any great words of wisdom, you know. I just, like you, I saw it and I thought, my God, what can you do? Because I know we have rivers here, you know, the Perito River, the Blackwater River. You know, there's lots of rivers and waterways, and people live on the edges of rivers. And you have to pay attention to the water level. But you have to pay attention to it because, you know, 2 feet or 3 feet makes a big difference, or 5 feet makes a big difference. But 26 feet, that's, nobody prepares for 26. It's impossible to comprehend. Now, it has flooded before. You know, they've had major historic floods like this a couple of times before over the last century. And then it's known as a flood area. But still, it's, and I know a lot of people, is there a blame? Is there a way to avoid? Is there a way to prepare? And you know what? Sometimes just horrible, terrible, bizarre things happen. And there's really nothing else you can say about it other than, you know, we're praying for them. We're sorry. We're all horrified by it. And it's like the only thing anybody's thinking about. I'm trying not to do the whole show on this. I'm doing a lot of other things because you can only process it for so long. But, man. 7:21 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the one thing God will not forgive? After all, the Bible plainly explains that if we seek God's forgiveness, He will forgive sins such as lust, lying, and even murder. But the one sin that God will not forgive is the sin of unbelief. To refuse to believe in Jesus' virgin birth, or His sinless life, or His substitutionary death, or His resurrection from the dead, or to refuse to believe anything that the Scripture declares about Jesus is to consign your own soul to an eternal hell. The good news of the gospel is a message of forgiveness of sin, but again, the one sin that God will not forgive is unbelief. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Culver's introduces their new chicken sandwiches, adding a new spin to their classic chicken sandwich and taking them to the next level. Bigger, juicier chicken with crispier, crunchier breading. You can get yours crispy, spicy crispy, or grilled with your favorite toppings made fresh just for you. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, or Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. From Wisconsin with love, it's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Plan Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Plan Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
What?
You know that that would be you, Andrew.
Is there something wrong with the gravitational pull?
That would be you.
Are you saying I'm Doc Brown waiting to happen?
I
need is a flux capacitor to make it come true. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives with insults.
Brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. Visit insect.net today. No accidents to report to you if you're on I-10 eastbound approaching the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. Just seeing some minor delays there. But the rest of I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, I think, John. Okay. So, by the way, thank you to everybody who filled in for me last week so capably. Michelle, of course, was great, and Todd, and Walker, and Walker again, and then Bobby on Friday. It's good to bring him out of retirement once in a while. So, hey, if you're thinking about buying a house or, you know, moving to the beach, moving from the beach, switching counties, cities, whatever, county to the rural area or vice versa, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty are just outstanding at this. They sell a lot of homes, three and a half, four every single week, week after week, 165 last year, 175 the year before that. And that's just experience. That's a knowledge base that you can't get except by doing it. And so they've seen it before. They've encountered it. They know how to solve it, prevent it from going. You know, like when you're going through a negotiation trying to get a house, they know what's normal. They know what's reasonable. They know what's the way to get it done and how to get you all the way through to closing, because that's what you want. You don't want 80% of a deal, you know, because that's 0%, right? You want 100% of a deal. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty, 786-3996. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
And good morning. President Trump is, letting it known how he feels about Elon Musk's announcement that he's starting a third party.
It's a very good idea.
It's ridiculous to start a third party. We have a tremendous success with the Republican Party. The Democrats have lost their way, but it's always been a two-party system.
He made those comments on Sunday, saying, of course, that it's always been a two-party system. And,
that's just not right, but okay, go on. Or it hasn't always been the same two parties anyway.
Well, there you go. That's more accurate. He said he believes it'll only add to the confusion. Thousands of people took to the streets in Pamplona, Spain, to take part in the Running of the Bulls Festival. Throughout the event's history, over a dozen participants have been killed in that. And TikTok reportedly developing a new version of their app specifically for their American customers. Their Chinese parent company, ByteDance, of course, allegedly has to divest of its U.S.
allegedly. Yeah, I mean, go on.
to non-Chinese owners in order to comply with new federal laws. According to the tech publication, The Information, apparently that's the name of the publication.
It's very confusing to say.
Yes.
The Information says, well, which information? No. The name of the publication is The Information. Who's unfortunate?
One I've never heard of. But they say a new version of the app is set to launch in September.
And it'll be fantastic.
The best app ever.
The best app ever. Make TikTok great again.
The app is so good, we're extending the deadline another 3 months.
Yeah, right. The deadline will be extended again. Okay. David, thanks so much for the update. 729 News Radio 92.3. We got Jimmy Patronis coming up next. We'll talk to him about, obviously, the flooding in Texas, about FEMA, about the allegedly described a big, beautiful bill and all of the other things that are relevant to us here in Pensacola. Speaking of which, if you are building something, if you are repairing something, if you are doing, I don't know, a home remodel of any kind, or if you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. And when I say that, I mean, like, you know, for 174 years, they have been your place. They have been helping people since 1851. Commercial construction supply, that is what they do. If you build things for a living, they've got your stuff. If, you know, if they don't have it, you don't need it. And is it special order, you know, a specified product, like the engineer or the architect comes up with something squirrely that you need or really essential that you need, I'm not trying to hurt feelings, they can order it for you. They do that all the time for people. And this is the thing, they want to make sure that you get it done right. So they will make sure that you know how to use it, how to, some of these things can be dangerous if used improperly. They just want to make sure they're there for you. They're not just a, you know, like a vending machine for supplies. They're there to be great advice. Anyway, Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. A great place for all of your construction needs.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more than 40 people are still unaccounted for. 68 bodies found in Kerr County. Flash floods devouring everything, including a summer camp for girls. Camp Mystic saying in a statement some 27 campers and counselors were killed.
Some of these young girls, as young as 7 years old, they were fast asleep in their cabins right near the river when this happened, and these devastating flash floods just swept through. The Guadalupe River surged 26 feet in just 45 minutes. So under an hour, this all happened, according to officials.
Fox's Brooke Taylor, senior meteorologist from Fox Janestein.
Where these campers were that went missing, it was a low-lying area.
President Trump expected to visit the area Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees in Pensacola. A Pensacola man facing a homicide charge. This is after allegedly shooting and killing his father over a broken TV. This happened Saturday. 27-year-old O'Neill Robert Matthew Thompson was arrested following this incident between Lakewood Road and Alba Plena Street on Saturday. Investigators say the father and son were in a heated dispute when a third person attempted to intervene. During the altercation, Thompson reportedly pulled a gun and shot his father, who later died of his injuries. Thompson remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond. Last week, Florida's Alligator Alcatraz opened its doors to federal immigration detainees. The Everglades facility started booking inmates Wednesday following a tour by President Trump and Governor DeSantis. Shortly after, plans for a second facility at a National Guard base in Northeast Florida were announced. Now there have been a few hints at a possible third facility that could be located in the Panhandle. The previous facilities have been built at existing buildings with access to military airfields and airports. There are numerous options that could fit that bill between Pensacola and Panama City, but so far there's no word on any potential locations. A McDavid man is dead after being hit by a vehicle while riding a lawnmower Friday. That happened on Highway 29 near East Bogia Road. The 61-year-old was riding on the right side of the road when he was hit from behind by a woman in a sedan. The driver said she didn't see the lawnmower in time to stop. The lawnmower rider died at the scene. The investigation is ongoing. Also, two Alabama pedestrians have died after being hit by a car in Perdido Key. This happened Friday morning. A 47-year-old Pensacola man was driving on Perdido Key Drive near River Road when he hit two people as they were crossing. FHP says the pedestrians, both 20-year-olds, died at the scene. The U.S. Coast Guard recovered the body of a fisherman that fell overboard on Saturday morning near Dauphin Island. That man reportedly fell into the water about 7:30 Saturday morning. Search efforts were ongoing throughout the day. Daphne Search and Rescue recovered the man's body underwater near Fort Morgan Sunday morning. The fisherman has not been identified. Governor Ron DeSantis has vetoed a bill aimed at enhancing requirements for nursing education programs, which had passed unanimously in the House and with strong support in the Senate. The bill would have allowed the Florida Board of Nursing to consider adverse actions against programs from other states in their approval process. The governor labeled it as a bureaucratic overreach, and he believed it could deter student enrollment. The Florida Nurses Association supported the bill. They cited concerns over the state's low passage rates on the National Nurse Licensure Exam and said there's a need for better critical thinking training for nurses. Well, Florida is sending help to Texas as they're continuing to deal with that catastrophic flooding that's so far killed at least 81 people. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday he's directed the Florida Division of Emergency Management to deploy resources, including several Swiftwater rescue teams, to assist with response and recovery. He said they're standing by to lend more help as requested as well. 7:35. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone, starting to see some minor delays in that area. Also, Avalon Boulevard southbound as you approach I-10 is just seeing some minor delays. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And 74 degrees, we've got partly cloudy skies and a beautiful morning. Our next news at 8, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Mercedes-Benz is feeling the bite from tariffs. The German carmaker reported car sales fell 9% from the April to June quarter when President Trump unveiled his tariff plan, which is set to be restarted in August now. Sales of Mercedes electric vehicles fell even further, down 18%. The uncertainty over that restart of tariffs, originally scheduled for Wednesday, has set Wall Street off to a poor start, with futures trading slightly lower. The market is coming off a winning week that saw the S&P 500 and NASDAQ close at all-time highs. One of the biggest losers in pre-market trading is Tesla. Shares of the electric car maker are down 6% after chief executive Elon Musk announced plans to form a new political party. The billionaire's involvement in politics is a long-running sore spot for investors who worry it distracts Musk from leading the electric car maker he founded. That's Your Money Now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Thank you.
I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Trying to make structural reforms that make these programs stronger and make them be able to actually last and be there for the people who need that assistance. We want these to be, we want them to be safety nets, not hammocks that people yeah. stay in, but getting people on their feet so that they can achieve the American dream. That's what they were intended for. And Jake, that's what we have an obligation to do, is preserve them for the very people who they were meant to serve.
You know, Katie Britt is just great. And you know, she did this interview with State of the Union Jake Tapper on CNN. It's not this past weekend, but I think it was actually maybe even, 1 week ago. That's right. But I thought it was such a great explanation when she was talking about the Trump bill, the tax and spend bill, where she said, look, everybody's talking about people losing their Medicaid and people and talking about losing SNAP. In both of these cases, you're putting, you know, an emphasis on eligibility because you're trying to cut back on the waste where you don't need to be spending. You're trying to make sure that it stays there for the future to give to these people who really need it. This is how you save these programs instead of thinking of this as some horrible anti-humanitarian thing. And I thought that was a really good explanation for it. Joining us now, Jimmy Petronis. He is our congressman for District 1, the great state of Florida. Jimmy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. We need to send Katie Britt out to message everything.
Yeah, you know, Katie Britt, she's from Enterprise, Alabama, and she's got a lot of love for Northwest Florida simply because that's where all of Alabama comes to when they have a breaking moment to get away from the state to vacation, they come down and visit. So she's a great ally and a good friend to have.
If you know, it's surprising to me. I think there's been so little effort to really explain the SNAP and Medicaid portions of this bill from the Republican perspective. It's like the whole narrative is how it's throwing people out of food stamps and health care. And I mean, I just don't really hear much effort to explain it.
No, look, when Hakeem Jeffries decided to go on for 9 hours of gibberish so he would have his new record, I went back to the office in the middle of the night and I was just answering phones because the calls were coming in. I thought, you know what? This is a healthy thing to do. Sit down and I'll answer the phone. And there were some interns in there who would be answering the phones. And the misinformation that was being distributed by the Democrats regarding Medicaid was so far from what the real truth was. What we're trying to do is, look, if you're not eligible, then you should be getting access to the benefits because there's those out there that truly need it. And this is a way we have a program that is for those who are truly eligible and entitled to use it, and it makes it more sustainable.
You know, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the military slice of this. Of course, this is a big piece that we care about, but being both a military community and also having all these bases locally. I learned something over the weekend that honestly it stunned me just because I didn't know it. I feel like over the last week, I've learned so many things I did not know. Part of what is being celebrated in this bill is a massive funding for the VA, around $400 billion. And the military funding, of course, is adding $150 billion to push up almost to a trillion, not quite to a trillion. The part that I didn't know, and I just feel ignorant that I didn't know this, is I always assumed that VA funding was within the defense budget. I had no idea that they were separate things. And because of that, you know, I mean, VA funding to me is military funding, right? It's taking care of the warriors afterwards. And so that means that Department of Defense and VA combined are like a $1.3 trillion budget.
Well, that's a lot of resources that will be making its way to Northwest Florida. But you got a secretary of the VA, so they have their own silo, their own budget, their own administration. So this is why, you've got those two different line items in the budget. But, you know, there's going to be definitely an emphasis put on community care. And you get those critics out there that, oh, we don't want more community care. We want more VA care. Well, community care is given the benefit to the veteran at the comfort of their own home, going to their own hospitals, their own physicians. We're just trying to get people from having to wait 8 months to a year to get their services. We're trying to get that wait list knocked down. So this is why, you know, the Trump administration and Secretary Collins have been so aggressive about wanting to get community care supercharged in order to get people the services they need as soon as possible.
As a theoretical philosophical, I completely agree. To me, it's like school choice vouchers. The money should follow the kid. The benefit should follow the veteran. My only concern is, and I just don't feel like I have a good enough on the ground grasp of this, is does it really work in practice? Do veterans really get the treatment? Is there enough capacity to handle the veterans who then go to the private care?
So, I mean, when I started speaking towards a hospital solution, any of a number of solutions on the campaign trail, you'd have any of a number. I had a lot of providers reach out to me and say, Jimmy, look, we've got capacity. If you will give us access to community care, we will provide the services. So you get in a fight because the Biden administration was not a big fan of community care. They liked growing the bureaucracy of the VA. And look, the VA has a lot of amazing people that work in its organization, but there's just too much demand for what that organization can provide. So let's knock down the wait list. The same thing happened in Florida years ago with the agency for with the individuals with persons with disabilities. We had a wait list that was over 25,000 people deep. Ugh. So we had to throw a significant amount of money at it just to get people those services so they could get back to a normal life. This is no different what we're doing with the VA.
We're talking to Jimmy Petronas. He is our congressman for District 1. Jimmy, hang on for just a second for me. We got traffic on the fives with John.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Jimmy Petronas, our congressman for District 1. The one thing I'm just, and pardon me, I don't know the answer to this. I love the fact that there's so much money in the bill for shipbuilding. I'm a big fan. Obviously, there's a lot of things in our military that I'm very excited about. The ongoing theme that I hear every time we talk about military funding is how bad it is to have these concurrent resolutions, to have these continuing resolutions where they never know what to budget from year to year, and how much that costs them because they can't make long-term plans. Has this bill done anything to fix that?
Yeah, so we put almost a year's worth of work, and this predated me, into the particular budget package we had. So we had, I think it was, ideally you want 12 individual budget bills. I think we were at 6 so far this go around. So where it was just to continue, just raise the credit card limit and just keep on moving. This is where Speaker Johnson is still committed on working to get to that point. You had so much pressure though put from the administration because the president just got off the campaign trail with no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, all the benefits for our seniors. And those are things that he wanted to deliver on. So you got the president who is just wearing us out to get it out as soon as possible. And rightly so, the sooner that we pass the bill, the sooner our citizens can realize those tax savings. Okay. So yeah, you just literally don't physically have enough time. The Democrats on one of those budget bills, they kept our members tied up for over 24 hours just making amendments to try to derail it. So this is what makes it so frustrating to try to do a 12-bill budget resolution is you got the Democrats that are going to use every trick in the book, and it's unfortunate. The only person that we're harming are those taxpayers that don't want to pay any tax on tips, don't want to pay tax on overtime. These are what are all tied up together ultimately at the end of the day.
And last question on all this, Jimmy, is there's $1 trillion a year deficit spending still. We raised the debt limit by $5 trillion. I mean, just these numbers are incomprehensible to most people. And if we continue to run way, of course, we cannot continue to run this way. What's the solution? How do we solve that? How do we get that trillion a year almost deficit under control?
Well, this is another thing in the first round of Trump tax cuts back in 2017, 2018, 2019, the CBO said, you're going to have, trillions of dollars in deficit spending. We actually had the exact opposite. We had trillions of dollars of new revenue for the country. This is the same type of business model we've used on this particular package as we did on the last one. When you give those businesses the comfort from extending the trunk tax cuts, when you give our citizens the comfort that they're now going to have more dollars in their pocket because they're not going to be going towards tips on overtime or tips on tax on tips, those dollars go back into the economy. So, again, I know the scoring has forced us to take out that additional money in order to bring this these tax cuts online. But I'm a big believer that Trump was right, that these will continue to grow our economy, and you'll see a narrative that will come out to undermine the concerns of people of extending the debt limit.
You know, switching from talking about trillions of dollars and hundreds of billions of dollars to talking about $150,000, it's been interesting to me to watch how people can really grasp a very small, very particular thing. The DeSantis vetoes, I mean, he vetoed the bleep out of Alex Andrade's budget bill. Like, I mean, he just gutted. If it had Alex's name on it and it didn't have Don Gates's name on it, it got vetoed. The one that has really caught a lot of people's attention was the $150,000 to the Santa Rosa County Veterans Treatment Court, which I think is a wonderful program. It's a very inexpensive way to help divert some veterans and help them really get, you know, what they need instead of putting them in jail, which is not a great place for them to be. But you and I were chatting a little bit before we got on the air. People have been blowing up your phone about this.
Yeah, I mean, people have been calling me regarding the veterans treatment veto. And look, I don't know why the governor vetoed that $150,000. The treatment courts have shown to truly be a good safe haven for those that need to be able to have a little bit of a different protocol, discipline, pathway in order to get themselves stable. And if they didn't have such a good track record, I can understand the governor vetoing it. But, you know, folks, as I say, when the governor vetoes money, it stinks, but it's gone. Okay, the only way that money is coming back is the legislature has to reconvene. They have to take that particular budget item up, and they have to have enough votes, a two-thirds majority of both chambers, to then override the governor's veto. There may be an appetite to look at that if the legislature decides to reconvene. I think the veterans treatment idea was a good one, but if I were you, I would demand to know why it was vetoed. I don't know if there was actually a veto letter attached to that particular line item by the governor, but you know, the governor's office does make screw ups. They may have literally been fixated on the name Andrade and not really looked at what the subject matter was. There's a possibility. I hope that wasn't the case, and it probably wasn't the case, but you need to definitely let the governor's office know how important that line item was. It was $150,000 out of a multi-billion dollar budget. It's not a significant amount of money.
It's a millionth, I think, of the budget. It's some crazy teeny tiny slice of the budget. And
Thimbleful.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing.
Okay, the legislature, they set money on fire, and here's one that actually has a pretty good outcome.
Yeah, you know? And as unfortunately, I hate to believe it, but I do believe it. It's because the governor is angry at Alex for raising the questions he raised about the Hope Florida Foundation, and, you know, he thinks this is payback. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not hurting Alex. He's not up for reelection. It's hurting the veterans in Santa Rosa County who aren't getting a treatment, and that's why it's completely inexplicable. Jimmy, talking again to Jimmy Patronis, our congressman, I did want to give you a minute to talk about what's going on in Texas. I mean, horrible tragedy, of course. I mean, awful, but it also raises, you know, questions about FEMA and who should be running the response and all of this. But, you know, carte blanche, your chance to talk. What do you want to say?
Yeah, so Florida's already sent crews over there. We'll basically send our urban search and rescue teams that have Zodiacs. And it's amazing the type of work those men and women do once they hit the ground running. These massive rain systems, the flooding takes place for days. So it's not as bad the day the rain hits. It's worse days after the rain has passed because all the water has to go to a lower elevation and it creates a flood event. But over 80 people right now, the count was of this morning, that have lost their lives. And 28 of those were kids. I mean, it's just heartbreaking. There was a camp there in harm's way. FEMA's going to be more and more, at least in my opinion, in the future, it's going to be simply just a resource provider. The states are going to have to start to be a little more aggressive in their infrastructure build out and regarding to the response, and the federal government will cut the check. What we'll have to determine is what the federal government cuts the check for. The states, to me, are just going to be more nimble to respond to a disaster, because when something like this happens, FEMA does what they have to. They have to go hire people.
Right.
And a lot of times the people that they go hire are not, experienced in disasters. They're just warm bodies to answer people's questions or help people process forms. It's a challenge as we see these disasters start to become more impactful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I mean, saw all the inefficiencies that go along with FEMA, the delays, the double, triple, fourth time, quadruple checking to prevent fraud, which I understand, but also it just gets in the way of the response at the same time. It's kind of the all of it. Jimmy Patronis, he is our congressman from District 1. Congressman, thank you so much for the time. As always, we'll look forward to talking to you again next week, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care.
You bet. Absolutely. 755 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-110 looks good. I-10 starting to see a little bit of slowdown in the eastbound right around Highway 29 before and after that exit due to the construction. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Looking for a local shop that carries Michelin tires that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust. Downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin, Tire Trust has been taking care of people in Pensacola for over 23 years. Featuring the Michelin line, Tire Trust prides themselves on service you can trust. Tire Trust is more than a tire store. They're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust in Michelin tires, put your trust in Tire Trust.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yes.
Bruh!
My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga.
So I got a text from somebody who says, Andrew, you should call it the Big Beautiful Bill. That's the name. Well, yeah, but that's a propaganda name. So I don't tend to repeat propaganda. Although I will say, it made me think, is calling it Tax and Spend Bill appropriate? No, I should call it the Tax Cut and Spend Bill. Because it is, perpetuation or an extension of the tax cuts. And it's going to cut taxes on overtime and tips and all that. And then it's also going to spend a whole ton of money. Obviously, it's going to put restrictions on Medicaid and SNAP benefits for, having work requirements or volunteer requirements. So I think I'm going to go with Tax Cut and Spend Bill instead in the future. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline for us or two. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. More than 80 people dead, many more missing still. Search and recovery operations continuing in Texas after massive flash flooding. The worst of it in Kerr County. Bodies of 40 adults and 28 children so far have been recovered, dozens more still missing. President Trump says he's not sure about Elon Musk's new political party. He thinks it's a ridiculous idea.
And if he can swing three congressional seats, it's not ridiculous.
Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McCabe.